time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's David Welsh. GM is once again increasing its EV battery production. The company, along with LG Energy Solution, plans to start making more of its lower-cost batteries at its plant in Tennessee. So, David, let's start with the announcement. What is the company doing?
Well, GM, along with LG, they have their Ultium Cells joint venture. That's where they make their actual battery cells at plants in Ohio and Tennessee. They're going to start making lithium iron phosphate batteries, which don't go as far on a charge typically, but they're a lot cheaper. And the way GM wants to build them, they think they can package more cells in the vehicle and still give car buyers pretty good driving range, but for a lower cost. The Bolt, Chevy Bolt, that comes out later this year will have lithium iron phosphate batteries. And they're primarily used by the Chinese automakers. So with this, GM is hoping to drive down EV costs and sell more of them, but also kind of break the Chinese monopoly on lithium iron phosphate, lower cost EV batteries. And that could make them more competitive globally if they want to push sales well outside the U.S.
You had mentioned some of the performance, but how does the performance and the sales compare to what the Chinese are looking at?
Well, the Chinese they have such a huge market for EVs at home, and they're selling more in Europe, so they've got a big lead on everybody when it comes to selling more electric vehicles. They're not here in the U.S., obviously, but they're selling them in Mexico. They've made great strides in Europe, South America, and the Chinese market, because of the way the government runs policy and both incentives and penalties there, it's just a huge electric vehicle market. So they've been able to get costs down, they've been able to get sales up, and they've been working on the technology for a while. But along with LG, which is a Korean company, GM is hoping to kind of get itself in the game with lower cost batteries.
Now, the president just cut the $7,500 incentive for EVs. So how is this going to play into automakers' plans for the future?
I think what GM is doing is sort of part of that. They knew that these incentives weren't going to last forever. And I think they've also known that probably the Trump administration and a Republican-led Congress would phase these out. They maybe didn't think they were going to cut them all off at once. But what that has essentially done, and I did a whole lengthy Business Week story about this a couple months ago, is GM's still all in on EVs. They spent $35 billion on this 12 different vehicles they have in this whole battery program. They are racing to get costs down so that their EV program can stand on its own 2 feet and sell the vehicles and hopefully make money on them without needing government incentives. There are still some incentives in the background for producing EV batteries that the Trump administration didn't get rid of in the Big Beautiful Bill, but it's still tough to make money on EVs, and you take away a $7,500 incentive, that pushes a lot of consumers away from them. So GM and everybody else, they're all racing to get costs down. Most companies are just cutting back production and canceling models. GM has tried to stay the course here, and getting lower costs to develop their electric vehicles is really the only way to make it work.
Now, their sales are doing fairly well. I mean, would the Equinox, they are, what, at $35,000? That's an SUV, right?
Yeah, and it's doing really well, actually. Sales are way up. GM doubled its EV sales to almost 80,000 of them in the first half of the year. Not a huge number, but way up. Most other companies were down a little bit. Ford was way down. Tesla's sales were down in the U.S., and they're looking at their second straight year of down sales globally. So if you look at the U.S. EV market, everyone is kind of pulled back or they're slow walking this. Hyundai and Kia, the Koreans, are still making a pretty significant push on this thing. Tesla, it's all that they do, obviously, so they're still in the game in a big way. And GM is also really making a hard push. And everybody else is kind of waiting to see what's going to happen when incentives go away and does the U.S. infrastructure for charging get good enough where consumers will start looking at them. Everybody wants to kind of keep a toehold in electric vehicle technology, but they're really pulling back on investment because they're afraid they'll just be caught with a lot of machines and a lot of workers that aren't doing much if the vehicles don't sell.
Yeah, and the charging infrastructure, that's a whole different story. That is Bloomberg's David Welsh. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.